Every year at the end of the year, the United States releases some reports on the number of illegal aliens that have come across the southern border. They and immigration in general. These numbers come every year, except this year. They're not here. No final numbers for the year. And a lot of folks say, well, that's because somebody's hiding something. Well, potentially. Ron Vitello is a former ICE director. Ron, good to have you here.
Hey, thanks for having me, Steve.
All right, give a little background on your time on the border. When were you there? How long did you stay? I just want to give them your experience so they understand we're dealing with the right person.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, no, I started in the Border Patrol in Laredo, Texas in 1985. I worked my way through the career. I worked on the northern border, the southern border, Tucson, Arizona, Nogales. In South Texas, I was the chief patrol agent in the Rio Grande Valley before I came to headquarters in 2010, and I was the deputy chief, the chief of the Border Patrol. Acted as the deputy commissioner of CBP for about a little more than a year, and then was acting ICE director when I retired.
And what year was that?
2019, April.
So, I mean, you've got 34 years in, right? 34 years you spent down there. You were the director, the chief of Rio Grande Valley. That's maybe the toughest section of the entire border, is it not?
Yes, it was quite busy then. It's nothing like what we're seeing now. Right now, we have an unprecedented crush of humanity at the border. The border has never been as busy as we've seen it. Like you said, I had 34 years of experience and wisdom in this, and we've never seen anything like what we're witnessing now every day.
All right, so you just left, 3 years ago. Not quite. I assume then you stay in touch with people you worked with, people you were, shoulder to shoulder with, trying to protect our country from this invasion. You still talk to these folks.
Of course, and, you know, they're in a real tough spot. You know, the Border Patrol has no tools anymore to help abate the surge. You know, the department is only a little over 20 years old, and they've gone through three major surges at the border. Nothing like the one we're seeing today, but it's happened three times to the folks that are in the department or have been since it was created in 2003. And all the tools that are available to stop a surge like we're seeing at the border right now have been taken away from them. So they're stuck, the folks at CBP, the Border Patrol.
So tell me about that, because we've just spent trillions of dollars on everything you can imagine under the sun, trillions of dollars that has gone to every bizarre little pet project you can imagine, all in the name of COVID. But what tools have been stripped from the agents, from the agencies, and the people trying to do the job to protect this country? What tools have been stripped away from them?
Well, most recently, the migrant protection protocols, which were instituted during the Trump administration, which was an agreement with Mexico that allowed asylum seekers, when they came to the U.S. border and apprehended by Border Patrol, CBP, they could be given, they would be put into the system, and if they wanted an asylum hearing or an immigration hearing, they had to wait in Mexico for that hearing to pop up on the calendar, and then they could come in and get adjudicated that way. And what that does is it discourages other people from coming. What's happening now and what happened after January 20th, 21, that tool was taken off the table. So now people come with their children or children come alone, and they're released into the United States to wait for their hearing. And many of them will not show up for that hearing, and many of them will call back home and tell everyone that now is the time to come because you're not being detained at the border, you're not being detained in the interior, and so that encourages more people to come. That's why it's as busy as it's been. We ended the fiscal year with 1.7 million encounters at CBP. Now, those are only the people that they came into contact with.
Those are not the what they call the gotaways.
That's right. That's right. Many more will not have been arrested. And the folks that I talked to say we're on pace to have more.
Is it remarkable to you? Let me ask you this, Ron. Is it remarkable to you that ever since the debate over amnesty for illegals in America, it's always about 11 or 12 million illegals in the country, 11 or 12 million. And yet, just in the last 12 months, we know the number is 2.5 million that came in illegally, because I'm going to guess the gotaways, based on numbers I see, put that number at about 2.5 million, 1.7 million encounters, another 700,000 gotaways puts you at about 2.5. This has gone on for the last year. It was tough before then, but it's going to get worse. Is the Biden administration competent? Or is this intentional?
Well, it seems intentional because every chance that they have had to make a policy statement about immigration enforcement or border security, they've stepped back from the rule of law. They reinstituted priorities at ICE that don't allow ICE agents to arrest anyone that is not in the country unless they're a convicted felon, unless they're a threat to public safety or they've just crossed the border. And I don't know how you would verify that. They're not even allowed to approach people that don't fit within those categories. On top of that, you have the rhetoric of an amnesty for every other illegal alien that's in the country. And so every time that they've had a chance, that, you know, that the court reinstituted the migrant protection protocols, but you can't see it as it relates to the flow on the border because they're slow rolling it in government terms. It's not being implemented effectively like it was previously. And that was a tool that stopped this kind of rush at the border. I mean, before January 20th, 21, you had historic low levels of activity at that border. And now we're seeing the worst surge ever in the history of that border.
All right, so where do we go from here? I mean, we've not seen the numbers, right? And this is unusual. I'm not wrong in saying that. I believe that sometimes these numbers are released in early December, right? The final numbers for the last fiscal year. Where are the numbers? Why have we gotten no report? It's almost the end of January. What do you think's going on?
Well, the news is terrible, and so they're going to try to release it when no one's watching. They have no record of accomplishment as it relates to border security. The border is totally out of control. The cartels are in charge of what comes and goes across that border. I talked to a couple patrolling hundreds of miles of border. And so the numbers will speak for themselves. This is an unprecedented surge because...
Let me ask you this. Because I don't have a lot of time and I want to make sure I get this in. Was the wall... Where it was being constructed during the last year of the Trump administration, was it working? Is it still working where the wall was put up?
Yeah, everywhere that wall is works because it provides an anchor for the enforcement response. It makes the agents safer, it protects the communities, and it gives you an anchor also for technology and access to that border. So everywhere that wall is installed, you have a safer and more secure border. You have a safer environment for our agents to work in, and you're protecting the communities that are right along that line.
Right. So barriers work. What a crazy concept. They actually work. Anyhow, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I believe they're hiding the numbers the same as you do. I believe they're hiding the numbers to not tell us the truth about what's happening because the president's polling numbers are in the toilet and getting worse for a variety of reasons. The border, I'm not even sure the border's in the top five right now, which is unfortunate. It should be in the top three every day. I give you the last word, sir.
No, I think people need to realize that this is, we've never seen anything like this. And really, there's no end in sight. I feel for the men and women of the department, specifically the Border Patrol, because they've been put in a situation where they can't get themselves out of. You know, when those people cross the border, whether they're giving themselves up, whether they're running, whether they're getting smuggled, the Border Patrol has no choice. You know, they have to take them into custody, even if they're going to shortly be released. And that's happening a lot, and that's what's causing this surge.
Well, certainly. Ron Vitello, former director of ICE, 34 years on the border, including being in charge of the Rio Grande Valley. He knows what he's talking about, folks. That's why he's here. Ron, I hope to have you back whenever you can, because we need to stay on top of this. Like I say, this needs to be a top priority of this country because we're putting ourselves at risk every day, in my opinion. Thank you for being here.
Okay, great to be with you. Thanks.
All right, find out more at stevegruber.com. You can replay that interview, stevegruber.com. Look at podcasts, come down, check the date, share it with your friends. I'll be right back. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor and Managing Director with Stiles, Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.